Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante in with Dustin Hawkinsmith today. Dusty, how are things in the Hawkinsmith household? You at each other's throats yet?
Surprisingly, no. That's been the most pleasant surprise of all this is that I anticipated that being a little bit worse. You know, I got my wife and my 7-year-old, and we're all managing okay, as well as we can, I guess, at this point.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much, I think, the story for everybody. Hey, look, Dustin, before we get started, I want to do some updating for our audience on what's going on here at the Keystone Sports Network. Perhaps you've already noticed we sound a little bit different. We're not recording from our typical studio. So instead of the Labatt Blue studio, I guess this is, we could call this the Labatt Blue Annex. How's that?
I love it.
We're going to be doing the show remotely instead of in studio. So yes, we're practicing safe distancing. And secondly, our plan is to continue recording through these tough times. I know we may not be considered critical, but I've heard from several of our listeners who are appreciative that we're going to continue recording and that the show will help them pass the time as they're in lockdown. We actually even got a nice note from someone this weekend, Dusty, who actually requested we do more stuff to keep them going. So, and finally, don't forget, we've added a segment idea button to our app. And if you don't have the app, just go to your app store, look for Keystone Sports. This is your opportunity to suggest things that you'd like us to cover on upcoming shows. So, again, with a little bit of the non-news factor that we have to deal with here, perhaps you, the audience, could help us out, send us your ideas, and if we like them, we'll cover them. We've already gotten several ideas, so keep them coming. All right, Dustin, with that taken care of, why don't we talk some Penn State football? What's on the schedule for today?
I think one of the beauties of recruiting is that the calendar doesn't really ever stop. So the concern about not having live sports is a valid one. I think a lot of us are trying to still cope with that. But I think Brian Doan from 24/7 Sports even said that's why he loves recruiting, is that it's a dead period. There's no practice. There's no games. But there's still movement on the recruiting front. Guys with their top X lists, and you can think about how silly that is. It feels a lot less silly now that there's not a whole lot else to talk about, though, right? put out your top 35 list. That's fine. We'll talk about it. So we'll get into that. I have my list of tips for bunkering down in these tough times and trying to cope with that and that kind of thing. So we'll get into news and notes, and a lot of Penn State guys in the NFL ranks sign new deals, arrive with new teams. I wanted to talk about Bill O'Brien just a little bit. There's a Penn State hook there, and him with the Houston Texans. So we'll do that. We'll also get into Ohio State and how hot they've been on the recruiting front, and the broader conversation about that, and what needs to happen, what can happen for the rest of the Big Ten to try to narrow that gap. Because clearly one exists when it comes to Ohio State's talent and their continued acquisition of talent. So we'll talk about just Big Ten recruiting and the state of things there and what Penn State can do to start to close that gap a bit. And then we'll round things out. Just a look back at Penn State hoops. Pat Chambers talked to reporters a couple days ago, so I think it's worth just looking over what he said, whether he's going to be extended or not, when he's going to be extended, and his optimism for next season and how well-founded that might be. So I think we still got a good show for starters. We'll have a good show again later this week, and then Ross and all those guys will be in, and we'll just try to keep things going as normal as possible. And I think to the people who have reached out to us, to their point, that everybody is looking for sports, and ESPN is trying to find throwback programming. Everybody's reliving old NCAA basketball tournament memories. You're watching that, discussing that. So, I don't know about you. I'm happy to be here to kind of give people their fix. And I don't think anything is going to change much with our show because we still have recruiting. We're still going to look ahead to the 2020 season, and that was going to start right around now anyway.
Yeah, we've had a lot of practice over the last several years during the off season of talking, looking forward, analyzing recruits and commits and so on, and then looking forward to projecting what we see for the upcoming season. So none of that's going to change. And by the way, I did watch the Texas Tech-Virginia National Championship game from last year. I watched that again yesterday, and Virginia still wins.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Spoilers. I hope nobody listening, you didn't ruin anything for them.
I may need to go back and edit the tape. All right, so what do we got on the news front, Dusty?
Well, first of all, I just want to give my coronavirus bunker down tips. All right, is that okay?
Go for it.
All right, so this is really just the topic, I think, in our life, which is why we're, I wanted to address it anyway. We're all trying to cope and figure out what to do and what our role in all of this is. And I think, obviously, if you've listened to any scientist on the planet for the last week or two, for sure, it's our role in this is the less active we are, the less active this virus is. And you can believe the severity of it. You can believe how serious it is. You can kind of say that, okay, for a huge portion of us, this is not a deadly disease, but there's a lot of people out there who it can be a deadly disease for it. And they're, it's older people, they're immune compromised people. It's not, it feels tough, but I think just bunkering down, it's the best role we can all play. And as I've talked, last week, for example, I talked to, a couple guys who were set to wrestle in the NCAA championships and had that opportunity taken away from them. And the one thing I took away from them is that they were seeking out silver linings the best way that they could, and I think that's probably true for all of us. It's not like we had, in a lot of cases, a big dream that was about to come true that was taken away from us. So you put yourself in the shoes of people who have, and that's basketball players, wrestlers, and clearly this is not the number one thing in our country right now. But at the same time, if people who have been in that position have found silver linings, we can too. And by that I mean pick up a new hobby, finish a TV series, read some books, learn a language. There's a lot of stuff that we can do to try to not just kill the time, but make use of the time we have. Maybe that's spending time with family, find the silver lining, do something nice for somebody who needs it, drop some groceries off to somebody, support small business the best way that you can. There's people who are out there trying to make a living who maybe have been more financially impacted than a lot of us have been. Try to be mindful of that. If there's somebody less fortunate than you are right now, put yourself in their shoes and try to do something. I think mental health is something that's come up, especially in recent days, as we're all still trying to wrap our head around this. And for a lot of people, being alone in their own thoughts is not a comfortable place right now. And I guess as much as we can, be mindful of that of our own, and be mindful that there are people out there who are feeling very anxious and feeling the panic of things, and people who are trying to, and I've been in this position too, of trying to work through, like, am I feeling symptoms of this? I think trying to balance your life the best way you can, balance how much social media stuff you take in. I hate to agree with Joel Klatt from Fox Sports, because I rarely do, but he put out a tweet a day or so ago basically just saying the same thing. Understand what's going on, understand the severity of the situation, but don't let that crash your world. And the last thing is, don't be the person who hoards supplies. It only feeds into the panic if you're scooping up all the toilet paper. So just try to do the right things, try to keep a balanced perspective, and try to keep your sanity through all this. That's my soapbox.
All right. Well, that's well said, Dusty, and I'll give it from my angle. And I understand there will be people who debate what's the right way to approach this and all. But I'll use the sports analogy that a boss that I worked for many years ago used to say in the management meetings, okay, we could debate the right way to go, but once the decision's made and the play being called is student body right, well, everybody should be going that way. And it's the same way here. The plan is out there, and it only works if everybody's on board. So this is the plan. Do your part, and if everybody does that, does their part, you know, we'll come out the other end of this. So hang in there. I know it's tough. Hopefully Keystone Kickoff Show will help you get through these tough times. Right, Dustin?
That's the goal. Why don't we talk about a little bit of football? What we've got news from the past few days, and just Sunday, the NCAA.com website, I'm still wrapping my head around the NCAA.com website putting out preseason rankings, but they did. Penn State was in the top 10. I'll put it there. And I know you wanted to try to guess just based on, I guess, the kind of same old, right? Like anytime there's preseason rankings out, you can kind of anticipate who's going to be there. And I know you wanted to try to give that a guess.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that and I was getting ready to read. And I said, I held myself back because I wanted to. I knew we were going to be doing the show today and I wanted to guess. And my follow-up question is going to be, is this good for football? So I'm guessing these are the top three teams in no particular order. Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. Am I right?
You are right about that. The order on NCAA.com is Clemson, Ohio State, then Alabama. I think just the traditional powers, and it makes sense. Who else are you going to go with? And I think those are the three most tried and true programs out there. You could probably guess even further down the list.
Could I do that?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to throw Georgia in. Let me do like who I think will be like 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Georgia, Oklahoma, LSU.
So LSU's 4, Georgia's 5, it's Oregon at 6.
Interesting. And then
Oklahoma at 7. Penn State at 8.
Okay, so in other words, I got 6 out of the 7, or 5 out of 6, I should say.
Sure, yeah, and I think even for Penn State, you have a lot back, you've got a lot of variables at the same time though, and I think those variables with the schedule and all that is going to be well worth watching, especially without spring practice to try to crisp things up. So we'll see how things unfold there, but Penn State's got some stuff to figure out early in the season.
All right, Dustin, we're going to close out this segment on that note. Stick around. We're going to continue with the news and notes of the day.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.